Hello, I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and today we're going to talk about Chadwick Boseman passing away.
The worst news possible.
Exactly, for Marvel fans, for movie fans, and just fans of
like good
cool
actors.
People in general, I think. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know where should we start on this one. This is
Well, we'll start with for those. It's hard for people not to know, but for those of you who do not know, actor Chadwick Boseman, better known star of the movie Black Panther, he died on Friday, August. August the 30th. He was battling colon cancer, and not many people knew that at all. And apparently, he's been battling it for 4 years. So that was kind of a surprise and a big shocker to everyone, not only in the comic book world, but also in the movie world and in the world in general. So,
which is just crazy because he's battling it for 4 years, which means just about every Marvel movie we've seen him in, he's been battling it.
Yes.
Absolutely insane.
That is crazy because I can't imagine, you know, having relatives that have gone through chemotherapy and everything and knowing the impact that does to you and how it drains you. It appeared not to have impacted him visibly the way he must have been going through pain. I can only imagine. But, yeah. he handled it extremely well because, you know, I think the world in general was pretty shocked to hear this. I know we were.
Yeah. So and it was August 28th, not August 30th. It was August 28th. That was Friday. But yeah, I mean, I remember a few months ago seeing these pictures of him like really skinny and stuff. And
that he posted on his Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, people wasn't quite sure. They're like, is he doing it for a role or is it that people were kind of worried? And I think it's still he kept it hush hush for all this time. So. And condolences to his wife and his family and his all his close friends. Who've lost a great guy.
Yeah. That's the first major Marvel passing away that I can think of, other than obviously Stan Lee, in terms of stars of the franchises for the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, even though Stan Lee was hard to see that, you know, it wasn't completely unexpected either.
Sure,
I don't think, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah,
right,
at that point elderly, you don't expect someone who's 43 years old, who by the way looked amazing for 43 years old. No offense to anyone here who's 43 or older, because you know that's at least two-thirds of us. I don't remember Sam's exact age, but he looked phenomenal.
Yeah. In excellent shape, had everything, you know, like, you know, it's definitely not his lifestyle. It doesn't seem like it would have contributed to his condition, you know?
Well, I heard, and I don't know how much of it's true cause I haven't researched it all, but they apparently you just are genetically predisposed to it or you're not. And
yeah, that's what I think too. Yeah. Yeah.
Conditions can affect colon cancer, but colon cancer is, you know, something that people can get.
It's not so much lifestyle. Right. Yeah.
So yeah. I guess we can talk about how, you know, Black Panther, the movie, like, impacted the, you know, the movie industry, and how significant it was, just both in, like, the comic universe and, you know, and, you know, watching it in Hollywood. It was the first superhero movie to be nominated for an Oscar. So
that's right. Yeah.
And as we know, the first superhero movie that actually won an Oscar was Into the Spider-Verse.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that did too. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So
best animated feature or something, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. So let's see some facts. I'm trying to remember how much the movie grossed here. Box office. According to Wikipedia, Black Panther grossed about $700.1 million in the United States and Canada, and $646.9 million in other districts, for a worldwide total of $1.347 billion.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of cash. Yeah. Yes.
It became the highest grossing solo superhero film, the third highest grossing film in the MCU, and superhero film all overall. And it's the ninth highest grossing film of all, and the highest grossing film by a Black director. So,
yeah.
So it did pretty good at the box office.
It did
pretty good at the box office. So
yeah, cumulative worldwide gross $1.3 million. $1 billion. That's right. That is a lot.
Yeah.
So opening weekend, it made it just budget back and then some.
Yeah.
I want to tell you an interesting thing that I learned, because there's, you know, in his passing across, you know, various social media, there's a graduation speech that he gave that is kind of viral. And in it, he talked about his first role, which was on a soap opera, and how he raised questions about the stereotyping of the character, and it led to his being removed from the role after two episodes. They said they decided to go in a different direction, and he mentioned that he hoped that the questions he asked made it easier for the next actor who played the character, you know, to have more of a backstory. Well, I was curious of whatever became of the next person who took that role. And any guesses who took over for him after his two episodes and played the character for years and years? I believe it was on All My Children, but don't quote me on that.
I think I may have an idea.
Do you? Because it might be common knowledge. I just didn't know it.
No, I'm gonna take a guess.
Okay.
Rick, do you have a guess?
I have no idea. I don't even have a guess.
I'm thinking it's Eric Killmonger himself, Michael B. Jordan.
It is.
Get out of here. That is crazy.
Yeah. At first, I didn't know you were going to Killmonger. I was like, Eric? Who? Eric? I can't think of any. Oh, Killmonger. Yes. But yes, yeah. Michael B. Jordan took over for it.
I thought it was kind of crazy. How crazy?
Yeah.
So that was a sheer guess. I think I'd seen him in like in a picture, and I just thought it was like a Black Panther, you know, related. They were just out and about, and I was like, wait a minute. And then when you said the soap opera, I'm like, wait a minute, Michael Michael B. Jordan was in that soap opera. How do I know that? Don't ask.
Some things, you know, we don't need to know. We don't need to know. But yeah, they came in to, because originally the character was only supposed to be in a couple episodes, and they brought him in to an office to, you know, tell him that they were going to go longer, and he started asking questions about, you know, it's implied, you know, that the mom, something's, you know, the mom wasn't, you know, emotionally capable of continuing on, so what's going on with her? And they were like, well, she's a heroin addict. Okay, well, what happened to his dad? Well, he left when he was little. Like, then he started trying to flesh out the character with them a little bit, and they let him go like the next day.
Yeah. He kind of run into that sometimes with some of the directors and stuff. With Hollywood or even independent films, sometimes, you know, the actor and the director clashes heads or production clashes heads.
Right. Yeah. The one thing I read a little thing or watched something. I can't remember exactly if I read it was something I read or just watched, but I guess Denzel Washington was like donating to help African Americans go to college and stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
And I guess that directly impacted Chadwick. He basically got to go to school because of the money that Denzel Washington was donating.
Yes.
And I guess he actually got the chance to tell Denzel that too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
I think, sure. You know, that he was, you know, Denzel did something that impacted him directly, probably not really knowing that it was, in fact, you know, Chadwick that he helped out, but then finding out after the fact that, you know, he, you know, Chadwick may not have even had a career really, you know, if he wasn't able to go to school. So that's, sure. that's kind of cool. Pretty impactful. You know, I thought that was a pretty cool and positive story to at least, come out of this. Cause I didn't know that prior to all these things going on.
But, yeah. There's been positive stories to come out of this. The pictures of him donating his time to children in cancer wards and stuff like that the entire time where he had cancer. I mean, that's just absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Lovely. Yeah. That's very giving and very, very awesome. Yeah.
So maybe we segue from this into how this affects the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That is an interesting question, because
there's been a lot of discussions online about it. You know,
yeah.
I've seen people have different takes on it and everything.
Because I think before COVID and everything happened, and can I just say 2020 is just the worst.
Yeah.
I think you're not going to find any argument here. It's just the worst. on that for the, you know, it's yeah.
Yeah.
When Marvel was kind of shooting things out, they had shot out like the I don't even know what phase are we on. We're on phase 6, phase 5,
officially I think we're still in phase 4 because of Corona. I'm going to look it up though. We can keep talking.
But they were shooting, they were trying to shoot for a release date in 2022 for Black Panther 2.
So phase 4 includes Black Widow, which should have already came out, Eternals, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the third Spider-Man film, Thor, Love and Thunder, Doctor Strange, and the Multiverse of Madness. So that's phase 4.
Okay.
That's phase 4.
So it was probably going to be phase 5.
Phase 5.
Yeah, probably kick off phase 5 because release was 2022, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, in fact, from what I was reading, it was like May 6th of 2022, which would probably had gotten pushed back anyway due to Corona. But it brings up, a question. First, how much did they film Black Panther 2?
My guess though is probably, since it's that far out, they probably didn't film
anything in it, right? Yeah, I don't think anything happened because I was reading that Chadwick's last movie was something else.
Yeah, it's gonna come out like on Netflix, I think.
Yeah. So the question that remains is, what does Marvel do? Do they recast Black Panther, or do they go in a different direction?
You do not you can recast Black Panther, but you don't recast T'Challa. I don't know if there is a way to respectfully let the character disappear or die or something, but I don't think you recast them, because outside of what minor characters, they haven't recast any of the major film stars.
The Hulk.
Yeah, but that was just because, yeah. I mean, and that was that they acted until they introduced Thunderbolt Ross into it. They acted as if that movie was barely a part of it. So
yeah, that is true. very true.
They recast him because Ed Norton was hard to get along with, and they recast War Machine because what's his face got too much money because of the contract he signed for Iron Man. So I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he is that version of the Black Panther, and there is a way in their hands. I think they're probably gifted enough to that they can figure a way to respectfully pass the mantle on to Suri or some such thing, but I don't know. I feel almost now as if it almost might be better to pass the mantle off in another movie, the way they introduced them, like in Civil War 2, so that you don't have to spend time in the next Black Panther 2 explaining why you have a new Black Panther. I don't know, but I don't see there's a good way to recast him.
I kind of feel that way too, at least for this, because we're assuming eventually, right, that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to have to get rebooted, right?
Yeah, and eventually we'll get that.
So I think at that point, then they could probably introduce another actor that played T'Challa and Black Panther, but it seems to me like Chadwick made such an impact in that role, and everyone identifies him as that character, but I think that character does still need to live on.
Yeah,
so it needs to live on in like the reboot, I think, and I think like what Chris is saying too, like maybe Suri, I know that was done in the comics, and I think that might be a somewhat elegant way of kind of handling that situation where, that they could still have a character. Cause I know a lot of people, I really enjoyed the Suri character also in Black Panther. She was awesome, and still, maintain the integrity of the other movies and just maybe handle it that way. I don't know, because
finish. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run around.
Oh no, that's pretty much the end of my thought, really. I just kind of feel like they save the recasting of T'Challa until the entire cinematic universe reboots,
which that's okay. I think I feel a little bit different than you guys. Because if we're waiting for the cinematic universe to reboot, I've really got a feeling that's basically going to be like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And because they're just scratching the surface of the Marvel universe. So I'm pretty sure they're going to expand with even more of the heavy hitters, because at least Thor's got at least like two more movies left. And as far as the major people of the original Avengers, as far as whether or not to recast, it depends. Oh, well, I'll start with having Shuri be the Black Panther, which I do like that idea, but I don't think that it could be done without killing T'Challa if you're not going to recast. If you're going to recast, and if your movie, Marvel may have to move their movie back to the release to 2023, which I think will give people enough time to understand and realize, to honor Mr. Bozeman and his passing. I think what my idea would have been is recasting Black T'Challa, and with the Black Panther 2 being something of him kind of losing being king of Wakanda and going to his sister, and then from there on he would just be an advisor while his sister fulfills becomes the new Black Panther and the queen of Wakanda. Some sort of events happen, so where he would, the character of T'Challa would be more of a mentor than the main hero for time.
Gotcha.
Because I'm looking at it as far as honoring the work and the incredible job that Chadwick did for the character. And I'm also looking at the fact of trying to roll this, I'm trying to sit in Marvel's head here, trying to roll this as, okay, how can we get this for not just our comic books, but our cartoons and, just our definitely online shorts and stuff. So, because if you're taking the story of Black Panther now, if Black Panther 2 comes out, all of a sudden Shuri is the queen. It's like, wait a minute, did she even do any growth or anything? And what happened to T'Challa? Yeah, and if they kill off T'Challa, then that means that the cinematic universe is reflecting on the comic book universe and the cartoon universe, and it will start to get a little muddy. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but they do stuff in the movies, I think, all the time that isn't affected in the animated and the other stuff. Especially because in the animated they own rights to characters they never have had. So, I guess the way I'm looking at it is this is, for me, like, let's take Black Panther out. Let's say if it was Robert Downey Jr. who passed away. I don't know that I would want to see another person playing Tony Stark, though I don't care if I see another person playing Iron Man.
If Robert Downey passed away, is that, which movie is it after? Is it after Endgame?
I'm saying like after Iron Man 1. If in the past he had passed
after away. After Iron Man 1?
Yeah, he did such an indelible job of playing Iron Man that I wouldn't want to see another Tony Stark in that universe. Like we would move on. If I wouldn't want to see another Nick Fury, I wouldn't want to see a different Captain America with any of the major ones. And I think culturally, you know, here you get a white guy's perspective, because we don't get enough of that in the comics world. But I think Black Panther as a character is very important, because people need to see representation of themselves as heroes rather than just blonde haired, blue eyed guys, which tended to be a lot of the heroes. Yeah. So, go ahead.
But that's kind of why I'm moving more towards the recasting, because it's like, oh well, you know, it would not only move the story along, but it will also help solidify Shuri's character as being a strong black woman.
So you're as saying
she becomes taken over and.
But in essence, you're saying recast it as for Black Panther 2, so yes, that we can get a growth of character of Shuri, and then she'll
and
take over from there as the official Black Panther for Black Panther like 3.
For the most part, she would be that and T'Challa would still be around, but he would be more of more of like the elder advisor, you know.
Yeah, I can't disagree that might be a good idea. I mean, it's if they recast it, that's the only way that I would be behind them recasting is if it was a temporary way to get someone else in the Black Panther mantle.
But I also think, you know, it just depends on timing. It's all about timing.
I can kind of see your point there too, because we are talking what, 2-3 years maybe out.
Yeah.
That'll give us a little bit more distance and a little bit more of a separation, I guess, to where the wound is not as
sensitive, if you will. Yeah. And it also gives time for even whatever actor who wants to fill in those shoes.
that's going to
not be booed by fans just by
some big shoes to fill. I'll put it that way.
Because let's think about it. I mean, Christopher Reeve was Superman. Like, what was the last Superman?
84, I think.
Superman 4.
Yeah, I think that came out in like 84, 85.
Right. You see how long it took for them to even cast
Brandon Routh took a lot of crap because he wasn't Christopher Reeve.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of like
87. Quest for Peace is 87.
Yeah.
And then that was Superman Returns, right?
Superman Returns, and then what after Superman Returns? That's what was it? Another 10 years or another 7?
It was a
while. Or Man of Steel.
So Superman Returns was 2006. So you're talking 19 years,
right?
Without a Superman,
that's pretty crazy when you put it that way. Yeah. So. You know, though, in a way, though, I guess, you know, some of this is you think about how many times they've recast Spider-Man. So maybe Marvel and Sony have kind of like conditioned ourselves to like accepting the changing of characters, you know?
It's all about the universe. Like even like the Incredible Hulk, I don't get distracted by it, but I get distracted by Rhodey. I accepted Don Cheadle in the role now, but it took a while that I was distracted by the fact that it wasn't the actor whose name I can't think of right now.
Terrence Howard.
I got distracted by the recasting of that, and that was just like I said, because the salary, like. But then the next question is what does this do for their original plans? If the rumored plans of Namor were true, I wonder if they continue on with that, because originally, that's a great parallel of, you know, two kings of a hidden country or whatever you want to look at it.
A nation?
Yeah. Yeah. Do they still do that? You know, it's interesting.
Those are good points. And I think that's why I said it kind of just depends. It just depends on timing. And that person, if they do recast, how will that person, how would they handle that? And yeah, because that would be interesting.
Yeah, I guess when we think about certain characters, you know, we identify them so much as certain actors, we identify them as the character so much. Like if they were going to try to recast Princess Leia that would have been, you know, unheard of. Nobody would want to see that.
Right. It has been done because unlike Rick, I've seen a Harry Potter movie or two. I'm not as a fan as Rick is, but they recast who's the bearded guy?
Dumbledore.
And I don't think really no one really kind of knew.
You mean poor man's Gandalf? Is that, that's what I don't know Harry Potter. So
yeah, Gandalf is a very, very immortal, powerful being, and Dumbledore is just an old wizard. So there's not really a comparison there.
But okay,
I see. Have big beard, so I mean. my wife actually hated the second Dumbledore.
Oh,
the
wow.
Guy that, yeah, because she thought the other guy was so perfect. You know, the other guy, what was his name? He's like a really famous actor.
Ian McKellen?
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris. Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking about Magneto.
I don't know. Like for me, Spider-Man, the character is more important than the actor who plays them. But I've seen a lot of actors play Spider-Man. I've only ever seen one actor play Black Panther. So that's. Maybe everything
that's true too, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
will work out fine, I guess. You know, I have faith they've done everything else right, but I'm sure whatever they do will be respectful.
Yeah, because I really want to see Black Panther and Storm get together.
I really want to see the Black Panther versus Namor. Movie. That's the thing. I think that would be so cool to see that. You know.
Oh, when
in maybe the, even throw Doom in there.
Yeah,
in the comics, to introduce Doom. It was.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but one thing I was thinking about if Shuri does, you know, kind of become the Black Panther and stuff, like that could be a great segue for the Fantastic Four. Because she's very technical savvy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic about a Fantastic Four movie, which is something I've never been able to say.
right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Fantastic Four. Can we get a good Doom? That's what we need. We need a good Doom.
We need a great.
That's the key to that. Making that movie good.
We need a good Doom, and a good read.
Yeah. If so, let's just think. If What do you want to see the next? We had the 17 films that led up to Infinity War and Endgame.
Correct.
What do you want the next big bad to be?
Oh, either we keep it like kind of in the galaxy as far as the Annihilation storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Where basically Doom, after that all happens, Doom gets fed up and it's like, now I'm going to take over because your heroes can't do anything.
Yeah, I think I want to see Doom be the phase two or whatever, the second wave of phases, whatever you want to call that. I'd like to see that. And then the last one, I want Galactus, but I want a, you know, 50-foot tall man in purple. I don't want
the cloud.
A cloud of ships or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm not sure what, because, yeah, everything was done so well with the way Thanos came about that it's going to be, I think they have to, I don't know. It's like Doom, I think, is like one of the only like villains that could maybe fill that void, I guess, if you will. But yeah, having Galactus in there too would be so, would be, you know, somehow maybe having those two together in some fashion. I don't know. Like, so they got to do something where I don't think it can be just Galactus, because I don't know. It doesn't seem, you know, the backstory of Galactus isn't as complex, I guess, as, you know.
I'm here to eat.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. What if they swerve you and you think it's Galactus, but it ends up being Secret Wars? Like at the last minute and they're fighting Galactus, everyone gets teleported away and has to fight Battle Royale style.
That would be pretty cool.
Well, that's Battle World.
Yeah.
Or Secret War.
Or Secret Wars.
Yeah.
If they did like a combination of those two, that would be like, pretty sweet. Yeah.
All the heroes and villains join up to fight Galactus, and at that moment they're teleported out. And then they were suddenly friends, and then all of a sudden they're enemies again.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Actually, it would be awful, but
enter the Beyonder with his
mullet,
his jumpsuit.
His jumpsuit.
That's the Beyonder they need to have.
Yeah, 80s Beyonder all the way.
Yeah. Yep. Like David Hasselhoff look going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of segued a little bit from the topic.
Yeah,
but that's what we do.
Yeah,
and it's all related, really.
Yeah, but again, it was the passing of Chadwick Boseman. I think that hit a lot of people. And like I said, 2020, enough is enough.
Right. Yeah, I guess we'll end on that note then, I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. 2020 can't get out of here soon enough.
Exactly. So.
All right.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wakanda forever.
Oh. All right. You can check us out on our Facebook page at allofmyissues.com, on our other social media platforms. You can check out our podcast on Google Play and the Apple Store and other places where you can listen to podcasts.
That's right. And our website, allofmyissues.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
See ya
later.
Bye.